It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. Two legendary comic book artists have come together in movie theaters. Will Eisner was a pioneer in comic books in the 1930s, and he was a mentor to Frank Miller, who became known for bringing new depth to Batman in the 80s and expanding the audience for graphic novels. Well, now Frank Miller is directing a screen version of his mentor's seminal work, The Spirit. Beth Accomando of member station KPBS reports.
In a way, Frank Miller was destined to work in movies. His cinematic sensibility made his graphic novels Sin City and 300 look like storyboards begging to be filmed. Miller says you simply can't ignore the impact of film on pop culture.
There is always an overpowering and strong story form. And right now it's cinema. And right now we all work in that direction. So my comics have always been aimed in that direction. I just didn't know it.
Now Miller is embarking on a second career as a film director. But for his first solo project, he's not adapting one of his own comics. Instead, he's tackling the Will Eisner classic, The Spirit. The Spirit debuted in 1940 as a comic book insert in Sunday papers. The comic served up a hard-boiled crime fighter who wore a mask, but no tights or cape. The Spirit was a cop that had died and then returned from the dead to become the indestructible champion of Central City.
All the enemy has is guns and knives. I have an entire city as my weapon.
The Spirit lived under his beloved city, but watched over it, ready to intervene at any moment to fight crime.
My arsenal. Iron-jawed fire escapes. Man-made lightning. Unforgiving pavement.
For the film, Miller opts for a mostly black-and-white palette that gives the story a more film noir feel. But Miller says film noir is not just about moody lighting.
Film noir is about inner darkness and the frightening center of our souls. The darkness that is the noir of film noir is internal darkness. It's not external.
Embracing the moral ambiguity of film noir is the way to avoid cliché, says Miller. The other key is to not be tied down to a time period. So Miller strives for a timeless quality. That means tweaking audience expectations about what kind of guns, clothes, and props turn up in this 40s setting.
You have to have cell phones to make the 40s stuff work, because otherwise it's just a piece of nostalgia. And I want it to feel as modern as our world. But at the same time, I want to evoke the best of the 40s.
What's on your agenda tonight?
Oh, I don't know. Things stay quiet, I'd be up for anything.
Anything.
Or maybe if I break the rules.
I feel like breaking all kinds of rules. Lower the blinds.
They're all the way down.
Oh, fast hands.
I'm quiet.
Nowadays, comic book movies are a mainstay in Hollywood. But the iconoclastic Miller refuses to work within Hollywood conventions that demand conformity in both storytelling and visual style. Miller's proud of his comic book roots, and that's why fans like Tragen Loftus have faith that he can translate material from one medium to another.
If anyone's going to capture the comic book the way it should be, if it's a comic book movie, a comic book writer is the perfect person to do that. And someone like Frank Miller, who writes very mature, complex themes, he's the kind of person that can capture that kind of a comic book.
But The Spirit isn't just any comic book. It's a signature work by Miller's mentor. So the whole time he was shooting, Miller says he kept looking over his shoulder and seeing Will Eisner there. Miller says he tried to maintain a balance between doing his mentor justice and making the work his own. Miller says it will still look like Eisner's original comic. And if it doesn't, then his mentor will rise from the grave like the Spirit to strangle him. For NPR News, I'm Beth Accomando.